Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3 verse 12.
God proposes a new name for his people, his church, the bride, the Lamb's wife. As Jesus was our Lord's name and he became the Christ, the Messiah, so all who become members of his body come under his new name, and are recognized of the Lord and may be recognized of each other as members of the Christ, Revelation 3:12, and again, the Lord, prophetically speaking of Christ, says, "This is the name whereby he shall be called, the righteousness of Jehovah," Jeremiah 23:6. And again, speaking of the bride of Christ, we read, "This is the name by which she shall be called, the righteousness of Jehovah." Jeremiah 33:16. The name of the bridegroom is given to his bride, "They shall be mine, saith the Lord, in that day when I make up my jewels." And those who will get this new name, we may be sure, will all be called upon to demonstrate that they will be overcomers. Reprint 39:70. The text again.
Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3 verse 12.